FNC's Carlson, Andrew Cuomo is a total creep, I mean for real, but you knew that. By Jeff Poor on August 4, 2021. Tuesday on FNC's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson recounted some of the highlights from the findings of a sexual misconduct investigation into Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, that alleged he violated multiple state and federal laws. Carlson noted the investigation's claims about Cuomo's remarks about his Emmy statue, declaring the New York State governor was a total creep. Transcript as follows. Carlson, wow. Andrew Cuomo's life blew up today. He is a very weird guy. You know that if you watch him on television, if you ever talk to him in person, and if you have we apologize for the experience, then you know for certain. Andrew Cuomo has some secrets. Earlier this year, you'll remember, several women accused him of sexual misconduct, and the weird thing is, the media treated that like a bigger scandal than the fact that Andrew Cuomo caused the deaths of thousands of elderly people in nursing homes in his state and then covered up. That was no big deal. But saying something naughty to one of his staff, he's got to leave office. We're not defending either one, but proportion, please. Now, at the time, Cuomo denied the allegations. He emphasized, as he has for years, that he is a big believer in the hashtag MeToo movement. Of course, he is. But today, the Office of New York's Attorney General completed its investigation into Andrew Cuomo's serial creepiness, and they found that Cuomo had violated, quote, multiple state and federal laws. Begin video clip. Letitia James, New York Attorney General. The investigation found that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed current and former New York State employees by engaging in unwelcome and non-consensual touching and making numerous offensive comments of a suggestive and sexual nature. June Kim, SDNY Special Investigator. The governor's pattern of sexually harassing behavior was not limited to members of his own staff, but extended to other state employees, including a state trooper who served on his protective detail. Some suffered through unwanted touching and grabbing of their most intimate body parts. Ann Clark, SDNY Special Investigator. The governor hugged executive assistant number one and reached under her blouse to grab her breast. This was the culmination of a pattern of inappropriate sexual conduct, including numerous close and intimate hugs, where the governor held her so closely that her breasts were pressed against his body and he sometimes ran his hands up and down her back while he did so. There were also several occasions on which the governor grabbed her butt. End video clip. Carlson, wasn't Joe Biden accused of all of that? Credibly? I guess we're pretending that didn't happen, but we care about this. One thing we learned, Andrew Cuomo is not against defunding the police. He wants to have sex with him, or at least one of them. Now, just to be clear, you can find the little sexual commissars on your screen that you just saw. Repulsive, and at the same time, find Andrew Cuomo repulsive. It's okay to dislike everybody involved. In fact, you probably should. The AG's report also found that Governor Cuomo appeared to be sexually attractive to his Emmy statue. How's that for weird? Two witnesses, also this is a quote, recounted that during a meeting, the governor looked at his Emmy statue, which he had won in November of 2020 and put in his Albany office, and said something to the effect of quote, look at her figure, isn't she buxom? He's a total creep, I mean for real. But you knew that. Another exhibit in the report appears to show Chris Cuomo of CNN drafted a statement for his brother, because that's totally normal, which his brother ultimately used. So, here you have CNN, the news network flacking for the governor of New York to defend himself against sexual harassment. This afternoon, Andrew Cuomo responded to the AG's report. He again denied that he did anything wrong. He did not claim anti-Italian bias, though he has claimed that many times in the past. He did make it clear he is not resigning. He also showed a slideshow of himself kissing people, including Al Gore, and said his gestures of affection have been wildly misinterpreted. Begin video clip. Gov. Andrew Cuomo, DNY, I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. I'm 63 years old. I've lived my entire adult life in public view. That is just not who I am, and that's not who I have ever been. End video clip. Carlson, now, we didn't show the tape, but we just want to be totally clear that the video, the slideshow that Cuomo put on the screen, showed him hugging Al Gore, but not reaching up under Gore's shirt to grab his man boobs. That did not happen. We didn't know if it happened, but he didn't show it today. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.